Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Game.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live in the Ticketmaster Studios. We've been up here all day hanging out, talking to Michael Penix. We're going to get a chance to talk to our general manager because I know you guys want to hear from our general manager. And he's got more work to do tonight, guys. We've got more picks and more things to accomplish.
It was just the first chapter in the draft book of 2024.
It is. Terry Fontenot sitting down with us. And, Terry, first of all, thank you. When we talked to you when Rod did his interview, or actually the interview after he got hired, you said, I want to come all more with you guys. And we were like, yes, please.
Yes.
So thank you for coming in because we know it's a busy time. First and foremost, we're going to talk plenty about what happened last night and everything. You ready for tonight?
Ready.
You ready to go?
We're ready to go. We're very excited. We have three picks at this point, and obviously we could get more picks, we could get less picks if we move around, but there's some good players out there, so we're very excited.
You shocked the NFL last night. I mean, you shocked me. You shocked a lot of Falcons.
He said, yeah.
We're getting kind of the timeline. Yep. When did you – was it a combination that you had identified Michael Penix Jr. as a guy you were going to take, and it was going to take a sweetheart offer for somebody trying to trade to the eighth pick, or was it a combination of both, and you just said, I'm going to go with Penix after other offers weren't able to be consummated?
Yeah, there's a long process, and there weren't any big offers that in regards to moving out, that there weren't any of those. But we go through the whole process. We take our time going through this, and we obviously did a lot of work on the quarterbacks. And we have a really smart staff that really digs into things. And when you look at the history of the quarterback position and you go back through the years, and it is hard to hit on quarterbacks. It's just the truth, and it's not easy. And then you have some drafts where not much comes from those drafts. You have some drafts where you have more. This is a strong draft, and we're picking at us in a premier spot where you have a chance to get a guy that you really believe in. We really believe in Michael Penix. We have a lot of conviction on him as a player. We believe he's going to be a franchise quarterback. Now, we go into this offseason, and number one, we got to get the right head coach. We knocked it out the park. I mean, this Raheem Morris is special, so we couldn't be more excited about that. And number two, we got to get that quarterback position right, right? Everybody in here understands that.
No doubt.
We said, let's go get the best available guy in free agency. And we couldn't be more excited about Kirk Cousins. Right. What he's been since he's been here, everything we expected. And he has been outstanding. He is a true multiplier on and off the field. Couldn't be more excited about Kirk. And we keep working through these college quarterbacks. And we don't know, because there's no way we weren't going to not get a guy in free agency and not know what's going to happen. But we keep working through these guys. And we fell in love with Michael Penix. And so we didn't know if he was going to be there or not. You don't know what's going to happen in the draft. And so when he was there at eight, we picked him. And Kirk is our quarterback.
Okay.
We'll be real clear with that. We're going to win a lot of games with Kirk. And that's why we're not going to have another chance to get up there to get a guy like Michael Penix. So Kirk is our quarterback. And Michael Penix he's going to sit and he's going to learn. And Kirk is going to we're going to win a lot of games with him, and he's going to pass that torch at some point, whenever that is, and we're going to win a lot of games with Michael Penix.
So you feel we're just never going to be in a position? Is that the logic behind it? You'll never get a shot to get it? You feel he's generational, Michael
Penix?
You
can't guarantee that you're going to be in a position to pick a guy. You don't you can't guarantee what's going to be in next year's draft, what's going to be in the draft in 2 years, in 3 years. You can't guarantee – and then where are you going to be? or you're going to have an opportunity to get a guy. So you can't guarantee those things. So if you believe in a quarterback, you can't pass on him. You can't do that. You can't pass on a quarterback if you believe in it. You believe in the intangibles, the makeup, and the player and the person. You cannot pass up that. And again, it's not. We love Kirk, and we know we're going to win a lot of games with Kirk, and we don't know when he's going to be passing that torch. But when you have an opportunity to do that, you have to take it.
Terry, where was Mr. Blank on this? Because you're talking about the financials of it, right?
Yeah.
We know what we invested in Kirk Cousins. You're taking Michael at eight. There's a financial commitment there. Where was Mr. Blank on this process? And, you know, people have seen the video of you guys, obviously, in the war room, and you're talking to him. And I said a lot of this stuff because there's no words, but, you know, you're being animated, and people have been misled that
not
somehow
knowing the context.
You're trying to explain to him.
My wife asked me about that. She said, what were you talking to Arthur about?
But people think that wasn't. Go ahead.
And I don't know exactly what we were talking about at that point. What it probably was – well, first of all, Mr. Blank is very excited, and we're aligned throughout this whole process, and everyone's excited about. He was fully supportive in going out and getting Kirk, and then he's fully supportive if he knows that we believe in a quarterback and taking that quarterback of the future. He's very excited about it, and there's not many owners that would do that would make that level of investment and then still allow you to take a quarterback at that point. But in Mr. Blank's mind, and I'll let him speak for himself at the appropriate time, but he's excited about that, because to say that, okay, we have our quarterback right now and we have our quarterback of the future. Because sometimes you'll sit in situations where you don't have a quarterback, and that's not a good feeling. But to say we feel good about now and the future, that's special. So he's fully supportive, very excited. So that video, again, I don't know exactly what – when it was or what, because I'm a very animated person the way I talk, but what it probably was is as soon as we took Michael Penix off the board, and even before that, we were working hard to get back in the first round. Yes, sir. We wanted to get back in the first round. We had our eyes on certain players, and so we were grinding and trying to get back in. And so when you do that, you have certain levels of certain capital that you'll give up at each spot. And so if I was animated with my hands, I was probably saying that, okay, we'll have to give up this, this, and this to get to this point. If we're going to get to pick above pick 15, we're trying to get above pick 15 to do this, and this is what we're going to have to give up. And if we get lower, then we're gonna move down and we're going to give this up. And so that's probably what I was talking about, where we would get. And, again, he was excited about getting Michael Penix, and he was very excited about trying to get back into the draft. And so that's probably what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I said that to our listeners, because some things can be misleading.
Right. And Terry Fontenot's with us, guys, Falcons GM live inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch. Because the perception we had, and not to quote the previous coach here, a surface narrative, we felt you needed edge rush and you needed corners. Yep. When you evaluated the draft, you just said, we already talked about the transformative nature you feel about Penix Jr., but you feel you can still address edge rush. Latu was reported by Steve Weiss, somebody we were looking at.
Yeah, and we were trying to – not only him, but there's some other good defensive players that we're trying to get back. We worked hard to get back in that thing and get some more players, but we do. It's a good draft. I'm getting text messages right now about look, we can move around in this draft. We can move around in the next couple rounds, but there's some defensive players we're really excited about. Yeah. And the other part is this is 24/7, 365.
Right.
And I have a lot of confidence in that we're going to get out of this draft. We're going to continue it. We're going to bring in some good players in this draft. And then after the draft, we're going to it can be a trade. We're going to be very aggressive and continue to make this team better.
We're not done.
We're not done.
Thank you.
No.
The thing about the deep – and, again, this is where we don't want to get the listeners and the audience off base here. We just felt that, you know, you need some edge rush. You need some corners. Unless, you know, you feel like what you have in the building is going to evolve with this new coaching staff. Is that part of the equation?
Well, you're excited about what you have in the building, but it's not – and again, I want to be real clear. It's – there were good other players on the board that we liked, but you don't pass up a quarterback.
Okay.
When you believe in them to this level and you have this kind of conviction, and you don't pass up on them. Again, that's the number one thing we said. We got to fix the quarterback position, okay? And that's why we did everything we could do to get Kirk, and that's why we just drafted. Now, if I'm sitting here right here and we hadn't done anything in free agency or the draft, y'all are going to have a different tone. That's when you should be mad, all right? That's when you should be mad. But, and look, it's – we love Kirk and his character and all those things so much, and we love Michael Penix and his character and all those things so much. Both those guys have rare maturity, rare makeup, and they're physically gifted. But the reason they're such good players is because of their makeup, because of who they are, and the people, you know, meeting Michael Penix's family just now, and when you get around those guys and get around their families, you see why they are who they are. And I told them it's very impressive. So so excited about, again, couldn't say more good things about Kirk. And we couldn't be more excited about Michael Penix.
And if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Terry Fontenot, our general manager here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. We found out today that Michael shared, hey, Kirk called me last night. And we talked, but I'm going to keep it private. But the idea that he even reached out. Yep. Terry, you know, you've been around this business. Some cats, they're like, I'm not doing it.
Yep.
That's the character build, the makeup of a guy like Kirk Cousins. And yes. I think that speaks volumes, knowing how the fan base and everybody was kind of reacting. He's like, we're about to go to work.
Kirk's special. He's a great man. And the way he prepares and the way he goes about his business. And now to have a young player, because as mature as Penix is, but to have him in the building and to get to see a guy like Kirk do the things and carry himself the way he does, prepare the way he does, you talk about the consummate pro, and to be able to see that for 3, 4, however many years it is, however long it is, for him to be able to really see that's going to be special.
How are you, and I don't know if you do, deal with the negative fan sentiment when something like last night happens in the fan base, right? They're not in the building. Think you're going to go one way, you go another. And then there's this reaction of, oh, Terry, do you hear it? Do you react to it? So, how do you take that on?
Yeah, so, you know, I talked to a lot of former GMs before I even took a general manager job, and a lot of guys that I really respect. And I think it was Bill Polian that told me, he said, all right, now, he said, the President of the United States and GMs of sports teams, they get the most criticism ever. So make sure your family's ready. Make sure everybody's prepared for it. And me and my family have conversations about Eagles, and we said, hey, be an Eagle, always fly higher. And don't – there's going to be a lot of negative sometimes, but understand that that's not – don't take it personal. There are a lot of passionate people, and it's nothing bad about them. And so just be above it. Don't take those things seriously. And I also have on my desk, I have a cool article. It's Jerry West, and it's a – He's got Kobe and Shaq, and it's a cool article, and it's talking about how he operated, and there's some negativity when he drafted Kobe, and then when he got Shaq, and when he did those things that he did, there was a lot of negativity regarding it. And Jerry's talking about how when you have conviction and when you have to be aggressive, don't live in your fears. And you have to be aggressive when you have true conviction. And obviously there was a lot of negativity right when that happened. But then you look years later and all those championships, everybody was fine with it. So I love our fan base, our passionate fan base, and I absolutely love them. And that's you wouldn't want to be somewhere where people didn't care about anything. But that's why we're doing these things. That's why we work so hard to do that, because we want to make sure that once we win all these games with Kirk, and then when Kirk's hanging up the cleats, I don't want them to have to deal with we from all the way down from our owner to our head coach Raheem, our whole organization. We don't want them to have to deal with some laws, and we're waiting to try to find another guy when, hey, a few years ago y'all passed one up that's lighting it up wherever. So we want to make sure we could do that, and we're gonna continue to build this football team. We're gonna find it, but you don't pass up good quarterbacks.
I know we've covered that, you know, why you were interested in Michael Penix Jr., what he did on the field. I just felt that, you know, with Jordan Love with the Packers, they'd attained a level of success we're still aspiring to get to.
Yeah.
We hadn't been in the playoffs in 6 years. So, I mean, it just felt like around the country, wow, they got to get some other worker bees in here before we can go get a quarterback. I just said, I know there was other collaborators back in 2021. I would have felt, did you just not see Justin Fields as that guy in 21 when you had Matt Ryan, when some said that could have been a nice succession?
Well what's your opinion on Justin Fields and how it's worked out?
Not well.
Right? So look, I wouldn't talk about another player on another team right now, but every draft is different. And if you look at some of the drafts, and from that draft, I think is there one quarterback that's still on the same team from that draft? And every draft is completely different. There are some drafts where you have several quarterbacks, some you don't have. So what you have to do is you don't want to reach. And we would never go into this draft and say, we're taking a quarterback at 8 no matter what. We're taking our quarterback of the future. No, if you don't see that player there and you don't have that kind of conviction or belief, then you don't do it. And, again, I don't want to – go back as we're talking about a particular player. Right. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm saying that you have to have true belief.
Yeah.
You have to have true belief.
You believe in Michael Penix Jr.?
Yes, sir.
He's a transformative guy.
We believe in Michael Penix Jr. At that point, we didn't do it. We didn't see a player at four that we would take. We had that kind of conviction on. We have conviction on Michael Penix Jr.
Let me tell you what I'm hearing, Terry, or what we get. You don't hear it. Dukes and Bell, man, he better go defense tonight.
I'll say it. You better go defense tonight, man. I need some defense.
I got it.
Dukes and Bell, if he don't go defense, we're going to have a problem on Monday. I'm like, will you guys relax?
I got it.
We got plenty of draft left, man. We got plenty of stuff that's going to happen. But that's the kind of stuff we deal
with. Yes, sir.
Because we are the conduit for this team, obviously, and we talk to the fans every day. But we try to explain, you know, hey, I understand you feel some kind of way, but you got to see how this all works. You are telling us you have a plan. Going into rounds 2 and 3 tonight, obviously, there is a plan, right?
Sir. There's a plan.
All right.
Correct.
Listen, we got a lot more work to do. Terry, as far as one other thing I just want to mention, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As this offseason goes along and you said, hey, we're going to continue to try to make moves, are we hampered in any way to do anything that you might want to do? Like, as you look at the structure of the cap or the team?
Yep. Good question. Yeah, absolutely not. And that's why I said, even as we get out of this draft, there's still more things we can do. There's always different options. And we have a really good administration staff. And whether you have to convert contracts or move some things around, we can figure out ways to do. But you have to be selective if the right opportunity. And we're in on communication with a lot of things. You know, I talked about how much I love our fans and love their passion. And the hard thing, you kind of wish sometimes you could just bring them into the room and let them sit down, let them go through the meetings and let them get all the information, because a lot of times they don't have all the information on everything. And so they can just react off of what they see, and they don't have everything that we have. And so you wish you could kind of pull back the curtain sometimes, but I would ask them to trust us that we'll do everything we can do the rest of this draft and even afterwards. We're not going to close any doors, and we're going to continue to build this team.
One last – I swear no more Penix Jr. questions, because he is our backup quarterback right now. Again, the conversation with Cousins, was that awkward? I mean, the timing – because the way it was portrayed nationally is the agent gets the call and then Kirk's at Mercedes-Benz, and it seemed like there was maybe a lapse, or was it misreported? I know you talked about this last night.
Yeah, we wouldn't share any
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wouldn't share any of those private conversations, but I would say this about Kirk. He's a special human being, he's a special person. We've been so excited about the way he's handled every single thing since he's been here, and we're excited about him moving forward.
All right. Listen, well, let's go back to work. Let's continue to team build.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you stopping by. You getting any sleep, by the way? What's your schedule like on this for these days leading up to? A lot of sleep, little sleep. What's the schedule?
You got to make sure you get some sleep, right? Because you need the sleep to make decisions and all that good stuff. So you don't get to bed until late, just like you guys.
You
get to bed pretty late, but you got to sleep in a little bit and make sure you get enough rest. So, we're all getting the proper amount of sleep, but right. I guarantee we're working and we're going to keep building this thing.
Look, you don't have to tell us your secret sauce, but next time we spend 3 months talking edge rush, you got to give us a hint.
I tried to tell him.
Terry Fontenot, thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Good luck tonight.
Yes, sir.
Falcon fans will be paying attention. Guys, we have a second-round pick and two-thirds tonight as we go into this draft.
43rd tonight. 43rd overall.
We'll see, man. We might move.
Oh.
All right.
My man.
All right.
Terry Fontenot, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back. You'll hear from our quarterback who stopped by, Michael Penix Jr. You'll hear what he had to say coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.